today on Real Life Radio.
Christianity is not something that we leave out of the church parking lot, and by the time we get home, it's gone. No, no, no. It works most and best in the home. Christianity is to be done, not to be talked about.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Jack Hibbs, and I want to encourage you to get real information on election night. So listen, sign up for free at reallifenetwork.com, and here's the reason why. You're going to be able to watch live coverage with myself, Tony Perkins, and some special guests. It's all going to happen on November 5th, that's Election Day, starting at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. See how your faith and your vote influences our culture. Watch for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com.
Today, more and more Christ followers are living out their faith no matter what. And one way we can help is through our website. At jackhibbs.com/realradio, you'll find access to Pastor Jack's devotions, YouTube channel, podcasts, Facebook, live streamed events, and so much more. Again, our website is jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. And don't forget to download the Real Life mobile app for on-the-go access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Life and Bible with his message titled, Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2. In spite of what the world says, marriage is our God-ordained foundation for the home. It's not a contract, but it's a spiritual institution that we build our home upon. You see, previously in Part 1, we learned that God designed marriage to be a spiritual covenant for the specific purpose of growing and thriving in the home. It's the body, the soul, and the spirit of two people coming together as one. And when we only have eyes for each other, well, it's a connection that cannot be broken. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that touch is a very powerful thing. Without it, we're tempted to look for affection outside the marriage. Our culture says it's okay, it's no big deal, everybody does it. But God warns us that it will destroy the very foundation of the home. Just a note that some topics in this message might be PG-13. So if you have ones in the room with you who might be sensitive to that, this might not be the best message for them. Now, with his message called Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Your homework as a gathering tonight, as a church tonight, think about this. I'd like you to take this home for your homework. If you're a husband and wife, or if you can handle it, if you're engaged, begin to hold her hand. Now, when you're engaged, you can't let go of her hand. It's sad when you see married couples who can't hold hands. That hurts. That's sad. Guys, husbands, I want you to start holding her hand. You don't know my wife. Be a man and hold her hand. And if she pushes your hand away, just keep trying until you wear her out. Okay? And then ladies, this is not hard. This is hard. It's just as hard as a guy reaching out for your hand as you doing this, ladies. Compliment your man.
Amen.
Compliment him. Yes. See, but Jack, you know what? He's just a short little bald guy and he rolls around. Then you tell him, man, you are the cutest, shortest little bald guy I have ever seen. And you just drive me crazy. Compliment. Say things that are nice. Start practicing it. Can you do it? It's okay. It's absolutely something that we should be doing. Reach for her hand. Turn to him and say something nice. You can do that. Also this, what gives in a marriage? You and I do, whenever we touch. When we touch. And listen, this is a big deal. Sexual and non-sexual touch is a powerful part of a relationship of marriage. Non-sexual touch, this is amazing to me. Guys, are you with me? I'm 51 years old, I'm still learning this. I don't know if I have enough time in my life to get this, but I'm trying. There's nothing more exciting for Lisa than for us to go to Blockbuster Video and rent I Love Lucy. And she wants to sit down and watch I Love Lucy with my arm around her. Okay? Women, what do you think about that? You like that, see? Guys, we can't do that. We can put our arm around you. We have our arm around you. And isn't she funny? Look at that. Isn't Ricky funny? And it's like, yeah, he's funny. It's great. We are like a Doberman pincher sitting there, and there's a cat, you know, in front of the window. It's hard for us, but we will do it because we love you. But it's hard. Understand us. It's hard for us. And that is something that is so powerful, because when you do that outside of marriage, the guy, he's the same male before the wedding as after the wedding. Same biology, same mind. In fact, I wrote it down. Where did I put it? It's hard to even imagine this. But here it is. Psychologists and family counselors have concluded that an average male has a sexual thought every 20 seconds. I don't know how they figured that out. Every 20 seconds. How does that happen? I'm not even quite sure how that happens. But this is a big deal. Touch is a big deal. Those of you who are single, be careful. Because touch leads to things. Oh, we're just making out. We had Elizabeth Elliot speak at this church. She said to this church, she said, you shouldn't be able to tell someone you love them without in the same sentence saying, I love you, will you marry me? Because if you go around saying, I love you, what does that mean? What are you doing? I love you. Gosh, I love you too. I mean, I love you. You love me? Yeah, I love you. Great. What do? You stand right over there and I'll stand right here. For how long? What does the Bible say? Love deferred makes the heart grow sick. Be very careful. Well, we'll just hold each other this way. I've actually talked to people who said, we haven't had sex being single. She just takes her clothes off on that side of the room. I take my clothes off on this side of the room. We haven't touched each other. Are you kidding? That still goes into your mind. It's going to affect you in your life. God loves you. He wants you to have an incredible life. And all this stuff that you feel, designed by God, it's how we manage it. It's what we do with it. It's absolutely important. Christianity is not something that we leave out of the church parking lot, and by the time we get home, it's gone. No. It works most and best in the home. Christianity is to be done, not to be talked about. And this is vitally important. Trust me. If those of you who are here tonight and you don't know anything about Jesus, know anything about the power of God, and this, all this stuff sounds like foreign talk to you, listen, it's amazing, because if you put into practice what God has engineered for your life, you will succeed radically. You'll be blessed. But if you go around and you give yourself over and over to people, you are ruining your life. You say, no, I'm not having a great time. No, you're not. You're not having a great time. Oh, yeah, it feels really great. You know what? You don't know nothing, with all due respect. Because so much of intimacy is based upon your psyche, how you think and what you feel. It's very, very important. And touch is so very powerful. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Paul said, it is good for a man, listen, not to touch a woman. It's erotic touch. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife and let each woman have her own husband. We were wired by God for sex. In a marriage, a house, a home, it should be going on. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. God engineered it. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is to be honored by all, and the marriage bed is undefiled. That's pretty amazing. Touch, both sexual touch, non-sexual touch, holding hands, holding each other. Husbands, this is your homework. Before you guys part ways tomorrow, pray for your wife. Touch her, grab her, put your arms around her, pray for her, put your hand on her shoulder, pray for her. See, I leave too early in the morning. Then you know what? You leave early in the morning, she's still in bed. You put your hands on her forehead or her shoulder or whatever, and you pray for her. Just supernaturally do that. But by all means, God has engineered us to be creatures in his image. The Bible tells us, we don't need to go through it. We've looked at it before, but the scriptures teach us in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, over and over again, that we've been created in the image of God, and we are not animals. Animals have sex because they reproduce. It is a survival, God-engineered propagation of animal life. The Bible says that when God created Adam and Eve, let me read it to you. Genesis 2:21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and the Lord took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then, listen, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam, he made into woman and brought her to man, that is to Adam, made her, brings her to Adam. And Adam says, listen, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Adam looked at Eve and said, I think I like ribs. I mean, can you imagine? God does everything perfect. Can you imagine God bringing Eve to Adam? That must have been amazing. And the scripture says that he called her woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, the next verse is, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh, that's body, soul, and spirit, physical union, emotionally committed, spiritually united. And they were both naked, man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Listen, I don't know what you've been taught, but you're not an animal. But Hollywood wants you to have sex all around town like you're an animal. Because Satan hates the fact that you were created in the image of God. Did you know Satan's an angel? You know that. He's a fallen angel. Angels were not created in the image of God. Angels are altogether different. In fact, the Bible says angels are servants of the Lord, and in eternity, they will serve us. The Bible even says we will judge angels in the end. Boy, are we going to get smart. You were created in the image of God, and Satan hates you for that. He wants your life destroyed. Why do you think marriage is under attack? Why do you think children are being molested and destroyed? Why do you think that, I mean this, I don't know, I may offend you when I say this, but this is my conviction. I don't know if this show's even still on anymore, but there was a program on that it took contestants in a show, and they did the most degrading, ridiculous, horrible thing. They would eat like pig guts. Fear Factor. I couldn't watch the show. I can't stand that program for this one reason. I believe, I felt in my heart, I had to take my eyes away from it because it was a destruction of man created in the image of God. And so when somebody thinks, if you're here tonight and you think, well, man, I got to kind of loosen it up to get the guys. You've been created in the image of God, girl. You are so valuable just because you fail to recognize it. Watch out. God loves you. You are incredibly valuable. You don't give it up to get acceptance. Maybe you were brought up and situations of your life have brought you to that place. I want you to hear tonight. I want you to understand. You are more precious than gold. God loves you with an everlasting love. If you've been abused in life, guess what? Only through Jesus Christ can you be made anew. And that can happen right now in 1 second of time. He's the Redeemer.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And I'll leave you this because we're out of time. As husband and wife, you have got to be able to take your husband and your wife. It'd be best if both of you could just get together and maybe just fall on your knees and say, Lord, we're yours. Bless our marriage. Listen, I tell you what. I got to be careful because my family's here tonight. When you're married with kids, you get creative. When Lisa and I felt like hugging, you know, and our kids were little, especially Rebecca, our oldest, you need to thank God that our daughter Rebecca does not work for the IRS, because if she did, you'd be investigated. She should work for CSI. And Lisa and I would, you know, it's Saturday morning, we feel like hugging. And you go to lock the door. The bedroom, by the way, the bedroom, husband and wife, mom and dad, your bedroom should be sacred zone, sacred territory. People, they shouldn't go traipsing through your bedroom. Hey, what's going on? No, you stop at the door. Get your foot broke. You get any further than that. But, mom, dad, and little kids, mostly children, period, are like birth control, little living birth control devices. You know what I'm saying? Can somebody say amen? Mom, dad, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. Mom, dad, what? What are you doing? You know what we used to do? We can tell them this now. This is going to ruin their mind here in about 3 seconds. We used to tell them, go away from the door. We're talking about your Christmas gifts. Because that's the only way we could get them away from the door. Pastor Jack, you are lying to your children. That's right. That's exactly correct. And a parent can always see when the feet under the door, the feet leave. The feet walk away. All that to tell you this, that Christian husband and wife, if you're not doing this, you're going to start tonight. That when you're done being together as a husband and wife, which, by the way, Satan hates that, because I'm going to speak for all of us guys. Ladies, you're not going to believe us, but here's the deal. I'm not married to you, so you got to believe me, because I'm not going home with you. You got to listen to me. Us guys, you know when we feel the closest to you, and we just feel totally liberated and free. And that's the moment, by the way, to ask us for anything, is right when we've been together. You just feel all cuddly goofy. Capitalize on that. Know that. Understand that. Understand that. But when a husband and wife have come together, I'm asking all husbands in this church that you're laying there and you should just say this, Lord, I mean, you start praying right then and there. You say, are you kidding me? Listen, God was there the whole time. And you say, Lord, thank you for our marriage. Thank you for this time together. Lord, protect our marriage. Don't let any woman get into this marriage. Don't let any man get into this marriage. Lord, build an absolute kryptonite bubble around this marriage and kill anybody who seeks to destroy it. I mean, that's how I pray. Just kill anybody. Just kill anybody who seeks to destroy this marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? Your wife will just go, wow, let's do that again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that we of all people, our God, created marriage. You've made us. Your word has directed and guided our path, given us instruction. Satan hates us. The world has commandeered your glorious gifts. and seeks to destroy. We're asking, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now for all those who are single in this gathering tonight, that you would protect them against temptation, against all the stuff that this world pushes on them. And Lord, that you'd give them self-control, which is one of the blessed characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And Father, that there would be a tremendous revival in the marriages of this church. Father, that we would be people, as men, first of all, that would pray up and build a shield of protection over our wives and our families by prayer. And Father, that as wives, there would be a castle environment set up where this home is a place of great joy. And Father, that children would see moms and dads hugging and kissing and flirting with each other again. And Lord, that daughters would be able to say, I want to be like them when I grow up. And that young boys would say, I want to be like my dad. I want to lead like he leads. I want to lead like he loves this home. And Father, I'm praying right now that those that are listening, that they would take seriously these things. The church has abandoned this area for too long, and the world rushes in where the church is not. And I'm asking, Father, that you'd heal, bless, restore, make great, keep great the marriages that are here tonight. And I pray, Father, for those that are engaged, that you keep them pure, that they would be focused on the word, and Lord God, that you would show them that if this relationship is of you, that you would bring it to pass. And Father, we pray right now that you would be incredibly honored in our relationships. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible. It's a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of the Christian life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
So friends, I don't know if you've realized it or not. You probably have. You've been hearing it all over the news. It's all over the internet. It's popping up on everything that you are looking at. And that is, we are just really steps away from this nation voting. Or at least we're going to find out the direction in which this nation has voted. Listen, I, for one, I'm from California and I've already voted. And maybe it's true for you in your state. Or maybe some of you are going to be the purist, which I love, and that is you're going to go vote on election day. But can I encourage you right now? Don't let anything deter you from doing that, because the closer we get to the official election day, the more rhetoric you're going to hear from the mainstream media, the more verbiage, the more stuff to confuse you. This is all designed to rob your heart from participating, to overwhelm you with how your vote's not going to count. Your vote won't matter. Friends, listen, do not listen to people in this. You're not voting for people to approve or disapprove. You're voting to honor God. So do it for Him. That's what we're to be doing. So here we are. In a matter of days, we should be finding out who is going to be the one that determines the next direction for our children's future. It's called the presidency of the United States. And it's make or break. So I want to have this prayer offered up, please. Father God, I'm a little bit now in a state of trembling to realize that your Bible has made it clear that you give nations the leaders that they deserve. As I look around this country, Lord, I know what kind of leaders we deserve. But I'm asking you, Lord, to give us mercy, to give us grace, to give us favor, to hear the cry of a handful, perhaps, maybe, of your people who are saying, Lord, please heal us as we repent of our sins and call out to you. God, would you restore our land, heal our land? So, Father, we invite you into this election. And God, we ask you to give us the courage and the strength and the focus to trust you with its outcome. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.